do experience.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. I have again not been doing it regularly because I've been traveling so much. And I have been recording little bits of stuff that I wanted to talk about, but by the end of it, I'm always thinking that it's not really a very coherent piece, and I don't really want to waste everyone's time, even if it's just a 10-minute long, podcast. Today, I had something happen, and I think it was a relevant thing to document and maybe talk about. This is, I think, primarily not just for bloggers, although this is a specific incident for a particular thing that I was supposed to blog about. But I think it applies to long-term brand building, your own personal brand. It applies to long-term professionalism, your own reputation as a professional. And I've been thinking about it, and I mean, I'm not really sure because on the one hand, so I'll tell you what happened. So whenever I travel, what I do is that I reach out to brands, or I write on my, there is a closed Facebook group for brands and PR people where they can get to know the latest things that I'm working on. And whenever I travel, I write and say that, okay, I'm going to be traveling. If you are a brand that makes clothes or accessories, footwear, technology, etc., I can carry that stuff with me. And I can, wherever I'm going, I will wear that stuff or pose with that stuff and get myself photographed, or I will use that stuff and I will write about my experience and include one update on my social media or on my blog, or depending on the brand's budget, I can include more and I can do a larger story, etc. So I do this quite regularly, and in the same thing this time when I was going to San Francisco for the Google fall launch, I had reached out to brands much earlier when I had found out that I would be going, and some of them had written to me saying that yes, they would like to be part of it. One of them was a clothing brand. I don't want to name the brand, obviously, because I don't think it is their fault directly per se. I think this is a system-wide issue, so I don't want to point fingers. But I just wanted to share how I think I could have probably dealt better with it, maybe something that they could have done better. So essentially what ended up happening was that I had reached out to them way before I was supposed to leave, and I prefer interacting on email because then there's no chance of any misunderstanding. So I very clearly mentioned what dates I was traveling on and when my flight was, and I think what I also could have done is that I could have clearly specified that I will need the garments, for example, at least 2 days before I leave so that I can have them dry cleaned or washed and ironed, and then I can pack them and plan my schedule accordingly. Because, whenever I'm traveling, I need to know what are the number of days and what are the number of clothes, and you pack accordingly. So it's always nice to have yourself in hand way before you actually leave. Unfortunately, for some reason, either they did not read the email clearly. I had a phone conversation with them as well, where also I clarified, what date I will be traveling. And it was as if, I got a call saying that, can I send it to the airport? And no, you can't. I mean, I understand that you can, I don't know, maybe some people are okay with that kind of stuff. I'm not. I need to pack properly. I need to, clean the garments, and I can't just, I miss it at the airport? So then do I now have one less set of clothes to wear for a day wherever I'm going? Like, how does that even work? But we're like, okay, theek hai, hota hai. Sometimes there are slip-ups, there are delays. It happens, never mind. They missed it for the SF trip. So I said, they had already made the payment transfer to my bank account. So I was like, okay, so you can let me know. I can either refund the money to you if you wanted only SF. Or otherwise, there are a bunch of other places that I will be traveling to. There's Fashion Week going on. And after that, I'm headed to Singapore. And then I'm headed to Vietnam. So I could always wear your clothes there. So they agreed that, okay, let's do it at Fashion Week. So I was supposed to wear their clothes at Fashion Week. Now, initially also, when I had received the clothes, I had seen that, the stitching wasn't all that good, but then it was kind of on the inside, so I thought, chalo, theek hai yaar, aa gaya hai. The normal way of thinking is, aa gaya hai, paise aa gaye hai, so fine, let's just do it, And also because I've been so busy, I honestly didn't really sit and think about it clearly, because I think I should have left no, like, I think I left a little bit to doubt, and I said, chalo, theek hai, it's okay, we can do it, etc. It so happened that 3-4 times they tried to coordinate to send the garments to my place. Something had to be replaced because they had not read the email properly. And I had asked for something and they sent me something else. And 3 times their runner came to my apartment to deliver the clothes. And eventually I realized that the quality of the clothes was not up to my standards. Now, this is someone who obviously runs a brand. They have a store. They're clearly doing well. They are, you know, making sales. They have customers. So it's not like, you know, this is somebody who I'm going to say that, oh, it doesn't work and the clothes are shit. So the clothes are shit. They're just not up to my standards. And the way the whole assignment was handled as well is not something I'm comfortable with. So I, you know, decided to not do it. And I mean, I don't think there's, I'm sure there are people in India who've returned money, but you don't really get to hear that a lot, considering the amount of time, you know, I spent trying to coordinate logistics and explaining on email and going back and forth. The kind of money they've paid me is not going to compensate for the time lost. But it was a professional commitment. I had charged for something and I have now I'm going to return that money. And I have returned the garments as well, because I could not possibly wear them and then recommend it to my audience that, hey, check out this brand and it's got amazing clothes. I would have ended up writing, hey, check out this brand, seems, you know, the clothes seem decent, but definitely go to the store and look at the clothes before you actually purchase them, which is a negative way of, you know, they might, the brand might not have liked it. Egos might have gotten hurt. The reason they were paying me was to kind of promote their brand to my audience, and I'm happy to do that if I can actually wear the clothes myself. If I can't wear the clothes and I'm not happy about the quality, the buttons are falling off. Like, you know, this is when, so generally what happens is a lot of brands, they send out special made items or better items to, you know, people like me, like a blogger or an influencer or people in the media, or when a garment is going for a shoot, for example, sometimes they do that. So I was like, you know, you've sent this out to me. Is this supposed to be the good quality work? Because if this is good quality work, then I wonder what your customers are getting. So I don't know. I mean, I think it, I really don't know whether it was unprofessional of me or, you know, unprofessional of them. And but the thing is, I was not comfortable doing it. And I was not at all comfortable recommending the brand or the quality of the brand to my audience, because I have put in so much work in the last 13-14 years since I've been doing this, and I've built my own brand, I've created a reputation. One, imagine if I, you know, say that, okay, this is a nice brand, go buy it, and then tomorrow you buy it and you're like, ye to bahut bakwas brand hai. You know, the clothes are not all that good, and this is not, how can Nana recommend something like this? Next time I recommend something, you're going to be like, oh, but last time she recommended something that was iffy. So we don't know, we can no longer be sure. The way trust works online and even in real life, I decided not to do it. I think the only thing I could have done was that I should have probably immediately, when I had seen that the quality was not really up to my standards, I should have had a word with them and either asked them to make the clothes better or simply said no at that point. So yeah, that was one of the episodes I wanted to talk about. I don't know if any of you have faced something like this and how have you dealt with it. Honestly, there was one part of my brain, the business part of my brain, which said that, oh, you know, you've already been paid. The clothes are here. Just fucking wear them. Post one update. All I had to do was post one update. And that would be that. All I had to say was, oh, hey, look what I'm wearing. I didn't have to write anything about the quality of the products. I didn't have to talk about the button falling off. I didn't have to do anything of that sort. So I could have just simply said, paise aa gaye hain, post kar diya, baat khatam. Honestly, I did think about that, but it was just, I don't know, it makes me really icky to do things like that. So I couldn't do that. The other thing I wanted to talk about was that recently on Instagram, I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram, guys and girls, sorry. If you follow me on Instagram, I recently reached out to this one account on Instagram. They were using two of my photographs from maybe 2012, maybe. And they had posted it on their Instagram account and they had tagged me. And they were using the images without my permission. I have never posted those images on Instagram. They were taken directly from my blog. And I left a comment on both those photos saying that, hi, can you please remove these photos? You do not have permission to reshare them. And before I file a copyright claim form with Instagram, I'm giving you a chance to just simply remove the photos. Now, this is not the first time it has happened. It has happened earlier. Usually the response I get is, oh, hey, sorry, we've removed the photos. And that is the end of it. But this time, they blocked me. And they did not remove the photos. And in fact, they sent me a message saying that, oh, you know, so many other accounts have used your photos. So we also use the photos. So what are you going to do about copyright? You should pay more attention to your work. And I was like, don't you fucking dare steal my work and then fucking come and threaten me. And so I took the screenshot of their messages on Instagram, and I posted it on my profile with these exact words, don't you dare fucking misuse my work, etc, etc. And after that, they did remove two of my photos. They unblocked me. They sent me more messages on Instagram, which basically they were saying that, how are you going to protect your copyright? Let's see what you can do with your copyright and things like that. And they continued to threaten me. And Instagram's copyright claim form doesn't fucking work anymore. So I tried to file that complaint form like 5-6 times, and it just did nothing. I would press on the submit button and it did nothing. It didn't say accepted, not accepted. It was just reload the bloody page. So then eventually I figured out that the Facebook page for copyright form works. So if you're someone who's been trying to file a copyright claim with Instagram and nothing is happening, it's probably because that form doesn't work anymore. You should go and look for the same form on Facebook, because Facebook bought Instagram, right? So you can submit it via Facebook, which is what I did. And once I did that, I got an email saying that your copyright claim, it's acknowledged. And what that account now they had done was that they had blocked me. And they had removed the first two photos, and now they had uploaded 4 more photos. Neither had they tagged me nor had they credited me. And in their bio, they had changed that we are a repost account, whatever the fuck that means. So this is a problem. I mean, aggregator accounts means people who create an account on Instagram and they basically only post content created by other people. So they're aggregating content. Now, this used to be a problem online as well when blogs had initially launched. A lot of blogs, other blogs would be like, would pick up one story from one blog, another story from another blog, and they would run ads on their website. So basically, they were, for example, using my content to make money off ads. Now, online, it is easier to kind of track that, because you know if they are, and they wouldn't even copy paste it. They would, take the stuff from my server. So they would link to my server. So I would, people would not come to my website, but my website bandwidth would be eaten up anyways, because they were referencing the images from my blog. So it was kind of, you could put a watermark on that. You could, if you found out that somebody was using your images, you would come to know because they would link and things like that you could do. Obviously, there were people who were not linking to it. So there was no way to find out except doing reverse image search, which I stopped doing like 5 years ago, because there are thousands of places where my images have been misused. And I honestly don't really have the time to pursue it. You need to be like you need to have a full-time lawyer on your, board or on your staff to actually look at stuff like this and do this on a daily basis and send cease and desist notices or send invoices directly if it is commercial use, etc. On Instagram, it's a lot harder because a lot of these accounts, one, they don't tag you, they don't credit you, and they end up having like hundreds of thousands of followers. Whether they're fake or real, I have no idea. And even this account, they had some 19,000-20,000 followers, and each image was getting about 1,000 likes, and people were commenting, and I think all the comments are really shit, and there wasn't any genuine comments as such. All the photos they were posting belonged to other people. Even the photos of mine that they had reposted, they had used, all my images are watermarked, but they had put their own watermark on top of my watermark. So it's become like a joke. There really is no recourse, honestly. And eventually, after they had blocked me and they had posted 4 more images, and I got a message from another account on the behalf of this account, essentially saying that, they were quoting Hindu last rites, what they do with the body once a person is dead. And I was extremely disturbed when I saw that. I looked at it as a death threat. And I was like, are you serious? Like, you are... And they're giving me advice that, oh, you shouldn't be using bad language. And I'm like, haan, chori tum karo. Aur tum mujhe keh rahe ho, don't use bad language. Aur sharam bhi nahi aati bilkul bhi. So I get it that it's probably some guy sitting in some small corner of Rajasthan who doesn't have anything better to do in life. And a woman said, don't you dare fucking misuse my images. And he couldn't handle it. So I think that's what it is. Even though some of my friends are saying that, you know, ignore it. There's no doubt of idiot. Some of them are saying file a criminal complaint. So I have engaged a lawyer friend of mine who has kindly offered to help me out. And there is a criminal complaint that is being filed because this is not acceptable at all. I know it's not as serious as somebody threatening to, you know, rape or kill somebody. But for this, you misuse my images and then you come and threaten me. That is absolutely not acceptable. It should not be acceptable for anybody. So that's the second thing that happened, which I have been, you know, a little occupied with the last couple of days. Honestly, all I want to do is just fucking move on. But these things, it's like, do you deal with it? If you do deal with it, then how do you deal with it? And Instagram in this sense seems completely useless. I have reported another account which has been using my photo as their profile photo. I have been reporting that for the last 3 months and Insta has done nothing, like zero. So I'm not really sure what's going on. It's one of those, like I've been saying earlier also, Instagram is one of those necessary evils. You can't not be on it, but you have to be on it. And then you can't deal with stuff like this because there is no recourse. As an artist, it's a really tough spot to be in. And the number of comments I got on that post was just insane. Mostly other photographers also saying that, yes, this has happened and there really is no way around it. I mean, you can report the images, etc. But, you know, it takes forever for Instagram to respond, etc. So, yeah, I mean, the other thing that I'm busy with these days is, of course, I was there at the opening day of Fashion Week. I went to a French embassy networking dinner over wine where they're introducing some French wines. And, you know, there was this rum. It was a banana flavored rum. And it was out of this world. I mean, I love French wines, of course, but this was exceptional. I've never had anything like this earlier. I'm going to be vlogging about it, so I will put it on the blog and you can read more about it. And I have a picture of the bottle also, so you can see which brand I'm talking about. And today I am going to a Diwali party to a friend's house. And the next week over the weekend should be a little quiet. I should get some quiet time. I have a shit ton of laundry to do. After coming back from SF, I still have not unpacked because I have not had the time to do it. And yeah, that October will soon come to an end. But before it ends, I will be also headed to Singapore for about a week, where I will be staying at this newly opened hotel. And I will then be spending some time with a friend of mine who lives in a very lush green part of Singapore. So it's going to be like a kind of like a vacation, I guess. And yeah, so that's what it is. And I am, to those of you who celebrate Diwali, a very happy Diwali. No firecrackers, please. It causes pollution. I don't use fireworks. I haven't done fireworks in forever. We don't even light candles because I'm like, what's the point of all that? But yes, the family gets together and, you know, it's an excuse to meet up with friends and family, which is what we're going to do. Traffic's going to be horrible. So stay home, stay with your friends, get out of Delhi if you're going to get out of Delhi right now. And if you're working, I hope you make a lot of money. Welcome, Lakshmi. So that's a lot of cash to you and yours. And please wish the same for me. And yeah, thank you for listening. Hopefully next week I will not do a delayed podcast. I will have something to talk about, although not as horrible as death threats. And cool, all the best. Have fun. Happy festive season and see you soon. Bye.